The numbers are alarming, Bertrand. I mean, effectively, the rate of suicide amongst Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people is more than double that of non-Aboriginal people in this country. And in the Northern Territory in particular, it's almost three times as high. You know, that says to us we need to think differently about what we do in relation to Indigenous suicide and preventative strategies and intervention. And so our meeting with the Northern Territory government and Indigenous groups was to say, well, let's put Indigenous people at the centre of the solution. Let's ask them what we need to do to better connect culturally and to better understand how we can help to shift that rate positively and how we can be more effective in delivering services to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in the Northern Territory.
Yet we hear that Lifeline recently closed their top and operations, and this operation has been going on for several decades, and which contributed to the 13, 11, 14 hotline. Why was there closure of the top end operations?
The 13, 11, 14 operation most certainly is not compromised. That continues, and that will continue indefinitely, and we think there's a better way to run that. The Lifeline top end service and centre is an independent centre in its own right, operating as Lifeline, and they've struggled a little bit in terms of volunteer numbers. You know, have been in the territory for a long time. They resolved to, you know, sort of discontinue the centre. But again, they've been incredibly proactive in working with us and also with the territory government to ensure that the 13, 11, 14 service will not only remain, but it will be enhanced. And that's critically important in times of crisis.
The new approach with which will be run in partnership with the communities themselves, can you run us through how this is going to be more efficient than the previous way of doing business in the top end?
Effectively, Bertrand, the 13, 11, 14 service has been a one-size-fits-all intervention service. And it's been incredibly successful and will remain to be successful. But if we're to address the alarming rates of suicide amongst Aboriginal people, particularly in the Territory, we need to have them input into how we can better connect with their population. Part of our forward strategy is to develop a feasibility study and a series of consultations, or yarn-ups as we're calling it, where Indigenous groups, community groups, Indigenous health organisations and the Territory government themselves will work with us to effectively get vast input from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people about how we better connect culturally. And then out of that will come, I suspect, a different suite of services that will be more impactful for Indigenous people.
There won't be any disruption in service provision to the people, because these are some of the most vulnerable communities, especially in the top end, with isolation, discrimination and all that.
Yeah,
so there won't be any disruption in services.
No, there certainly won't be any disruption to existing services, Bertrand. 13, 11, 14 will remain. We'll be continuing to work with the government on enhancing the promotion of that service.
Yeah.
But in addition to it, we've got to address the needs of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people is different, and the statistics and rates say that to us. So let's work with them to provide a solution that's going to help to reduce the alarming number of suicides that happen within that community.
How about the interaction with the Northern Territory government? They're one of the biggest stakeholders in terms of strategies and programs in relation to health and related...
Our dialogue and consultation with the government, the Northern Territory government, has been fantastic. In fact, they welcomed the approach that, in addition to continuing 13, 11, 14, that we think a little bit differently around what we do with Indigenous communities. And they have not only a vast history of dealing with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, but also resources. They're very aware of the rates of suicide amongst those communities and mental health and other socioeconomic factors. Their sort of input to us was very positive. And in fact, you know, by working with the government, we think we're going to ultimately address this issue and come up with something that's going to be significantly impactful.